Let's get some sport done, because otherwise we're going to be in trouble. What do you got for us this morning, Ben? Of course, the sport brought to you by Superbets. You can go and find out all you need to know by heading over to Superbets. You can go straight to their website. If you haven't tried it already, you are missing out. Here is Beyond the Scoreboard. Tell us what's up.
Guys, this is a monstrously large week for golf. And it has been, it's like the run-up was even so great for this weekend. Okay, so it's the PGA Champs. It's the second major of the year. Of course, it's four majors in a year. And Rory McIlroy is a huge player in golf for many, many reasons. But one of them is that he hasn't won a major in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of like the Proteas in that sense. He's really great. He gets your hopes up. And then it comes to the big thing, nothing. 10 years, right? But now 10 years ago, he won his last major at the golf course they are playing the PGA Champs at right now. 10 years ago, he won the weekend before the PGA Champs. So this last week he won. He absolutely blew everyone away at Quail Hollow. And 10 years ago, he was single. Now this week also, it's come out that he's filed for divorce. So he's going to be on a tear. And this is what the big preview of the week's been.
So is this the divorce effect now?
Well, so he was married for 7 years and he won zero majors in that seven-year period.
Ooh.
So, I mean, you want to talk about the black wife effect.
That's a correlation. Not necessarily causation, but it's a correlation.
It's in the mix, right? And prior to this, I think the first woman he ever slept with was Caroline Wozniacki. Because I mean, look at Rory McIlroy. If it wasn't for golf, he's probably working in Asda's.
Yeah.
So he got engaged to Caroline Wozniacki, and then he was like, whoa, actually, you probably had a chat with Tiger, and Tiger's like, you know, you don't have to, like, marry the first girl you sleep with. So he's like, okay, I'm calling it off. As he called off the engagement, he won two majors that year.
Well, it gives you a singular focus.
It does. You know? And I think with a guy like that, it's just, that's his game.
Okay.
Let's be fair though, Ben. I mean, we all know some guys who are actually better when they're in a relationship because they are more focused. They are, their girlfriend's a good influence, the wife. They make them a little more dedicated to whatever it is. Because if they're a bit wild and loose, some guys spin out of control. But if your focus is golf, they can actually, you know, confuse and distract you.
Well, I think with high-octane people, you need that. I mean, Scottie Scheffler, who we spoke about recently, you know, his hard life is the fact that his life is so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is a... he's a man of faith. He's high school sweethearts, his wife. They've just had a kid. We'll get to him in a second. That's his road. I don't think McIlroy should be this road. And now he's got the same divorce lawyer that Tiger used. So everything's aligning here for this guy. And it's just so great to see him. Okay. So that was the sort of pre-run into this PGA Champs. Everyone's like, Rory is going to be the favorite for this thing.
Gotcha.
And yesterday started out pretty well. He shot a 66, so he's 5 under. But Xander Schauffele, who's a name that, again, you will never be able to sort of get right, 62. There's only been 4 62s in major championship history. This folks got 2 of them. So he is leading right now 9 under. So I ran a competition this week on my site where you can win a pair of golf shoes if you get the winning score for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Right. And most people are saying 12, 13 for the whole week, for the tournament. This folks is 9 under already after round one. Tony Finau is behind him, 3 behind on 65, and Sahith Tagala also 65, and Mark Hubbard. So look, it's a major, so you know it's the best of the best. I think Rory has this one. He has to have this one. Scottie Scheffler is a little bit further back. He shot 67 yesterday, so he's 5 shots back. Now, Scottie Scheffler, family values. His caddy is not going to be there on Saturday.
Okay.
Because this is kids' graduation, whatever. So he's like, yeah, cool, whatever.
All right.
So that's obviously going to come into the mix as well.
Will that actually affect him?
Well, he's just so good. Maybe not. I don't know. Brooks Koepka, of course, defending champion, lives big chance. He's also at 4 under. Mm-hmm. So we've got a stacked leaderboard. We've got Rory McIlroy with all to prove and newly single. I know the tournament's already started, so the odds are going to be quite short on all of these guys. But I think Rory's our guy. I really do. I think it's, I mean, everyone says this from time to time. Like I said, the Proteas reference here is really strong. Everyone thinks this is it. He can't keep losing. This has got to be it. It's been 10 years since the Soak had won it. The Soak was going to be the next Tiger.
Shame. Everything about almost giving up on him, right?
Yeah. 10 years, a long time. A long time in your prime. But he's just turned 35, so he's still got some years in him. He hits the balls. Well, he is, yeah. I mean, it's just that he's been around for so long. And look, everyone's a winner in the situation, right? The wife gets lots of money. Rory's now single. Most kids grow up without like their parents being married. So, I mean, it's just a win-win. And we get to now watch the PGA Champs with all of this happening. So, like all things nowadays in major golf, there's no real South Africans to look after or get excited about. So, the guys I mentioned there, those are your big ones for the weekend. Outside of that, not the hugest, like most exciting weekend. You know, it's the last weekend of the Premier League football, which there's always dynamics at play, right? Is who's going to win? who's going to get the European spot, who's going to get relegated. And unfortunately, it's all kind of been decided. So Spurs, thanks very much. Although hopes were not high. They rolled over against Man City midweek to lose 2-0. Okay, so Man City, they're on 88 points right now. So all they need to do is win, and then they win the whole thing again. They're playing West Ham at home. Okay, so Sunday, 5 o'clock. All the games are in the same time, okay. So there's no match fixing. Sunday, Man City versus West Ham, they'll walk that and take up the trophy. If they don't, if for some reason they do not win this thing, for some reason they go, not going to happen, and they have a draw, they go to 89 points, which Arsenal can still get to. Arsenal currently are 86. They take on Everton over the weekend. Everton are up and down. I would back Arsenal to win that one. So the key thing here is that if Man City just has that draw, they go to 89 and the goal difference stays the same.
Okay.
Currently, Arsenal have a one goal better goal difference.
Okay.
So I know I'm talking mathematically here and I'm being very hopeful. So if you are a neutral, you want Man City to kind of stumble and draw, and you want Arsenal to do really, really well, because that'll make for a great dynamic. Because then what happens is the games are on at the same time, and you get the split screen action. That's what you really want. So look, again, hopes are kind of nowhere. Aston Villa, they've signed up fourth place because Spurs lost in the week, as I said. And then on the bottom side, Sheffield United, they're gone. They won three times this whole year. So they're not going to stay in the Premier League. Just three wins of all these games.
I heard a squeak come out of there from James. Happy about that or sad?
That must be such a downer here. Like, you get into the Premier League and you win three times. It's a long season of just taking
losing.
It. Burnley, also shite. They're on 24 points. They've gone. Now, Luton are the last relegated team. Yeah, it's a shame to see them go down. But, you know, again, mathematically, if Nottingham Forest lose and the next one's up, and Luton win, they need to win by like 14 goals or something stupid.
Oh, wow. That's not happening.
Yeah, I'd love to give you more permutations and excitement around these fixtures, but unfortunately, it's just not there. If you do want permutations and excitement, of course, IPL weekend, because next week is the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
So we've got...
people still watching the IPL, Ben?
Sure they are. Those Indian people love the IPL. I can't dabble in IPL.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. You know, like you go to a party and there's beers and you might have a shot here and there and someone's got marijuana or someone's got mushrooms. You can't do it all. That's what I'm saying here. You can't do it all. So I always give the IPL a bit of a leave outside the off stump. But the Kolkata Knight Riders, top of the log. So obviously you want to finish the top and you get a best chance of getting into the final. Rajasthan Royals are on second, Chennai Super Kings third, and Sunrisers Hyderabad fourth. So again, it's not really, I can't see any other team coming into the playoffs other than those four teams. So Saturday's game with permutations around it, the RCB are taking on the CSK. Now, if you do like the IPL, then you know what I'm talking about with acronyms. If you don't watch the IPL, don't worry. So RCB versus CSK, and that's a Saturday at 4. Sunday we'll get the Sunrisers Hyderabad versus the Punjab Kings. That'll be at 12. And then the best game of all, the top two teams in the log right now, the Rajasthan Royals will take on the Kolkata Knight Riders at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Once those games are done, we'll know who's going to the playoffs next week, which start on Tuesday. There's also Formula One this weekend at Imola. So that's in Italy at the Ferrari racetrack. I think it must be the Ferrari racetrack because it's called Dino and Enzo or something, something. Okay, guys, we're getting out to the dregs here.
We really are big on Formula One on this show. Can you tell?
That's it. So let's wrap it up with the URC. So okay, I left this to the last because this is actually still bloody exciting. So the Bulls won last week, but the Glasgow Warriors somehow eked out a losing bonus point with four tries. Like, the Bulls were killing them, and they had to kill them because they want to try finish top four. And then they just sort of went, I don't know if the Loftus DJ started playing too many treffers in a row, but they lost their focus. So Glasgow Warriors still on top with 60 points. Okay, and they go, everyone's got two rounds left. Then Leinster on 59, Munster on 58, and Bulls 56. Stormers had a good win last week, so they're into fifth place on 50 points. Then we've got Ulster, Edinburgh, and Benetton to fill up the rest of the qualification spots. So when I say they've got two rounds left, they've got this round here, and then there's a little break for the EPCR Challenge Cup final and the Investec Champions Cup final.
Sure.
So this weekend is a really big deal. Then they have a break, and they come back for the final one. So to look forward to this weekend. Tonight, we've got Zebra versus Scarlets, 8:35. Edinburgh versus Munster, 8:35. Then tomorrow, the Bulls at Loftus versus Benetton at 2. Benetton is the Italian team. They literally, well, they just beat the Sharks narrowly. So they are still vying for that top 8 spot. So everything's on here. It's not like this is a second string team. This doesn't really matter. These guys are playing something else. Everything is on here. Then the Lions will take on Glasgow at 4 o'clock. And again, like the Lions need to throw some punches here, technically speaking here, not physically in the face.
Otherwise they get thrown up.
Like,
but yeah.
For the log here. If Glasgow don't get any points this weekend, that's great. So go the Lions. Connacht will be hosting the Stormers at 6:05. The Sharks are taking on Cardiff. And then Ulster will wrap up the weekend hosting Leinster from there. So fantastic URC rugby. Go the Buller, because I don't think they're going to switch off this week. Last week I told you they were winning a big margin and they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And then they went to sleep. I don't know what it was. Newbury on the Bry. And then football-wise, look, Man City are going to win this. Sorry.
That's what it is.
Sorry.
And then, there we go. That's your bet.
And then, well, I mean, you'll get zero odds. Actually, they'll ask you for more money and stop being stupid if you bet on Man City. That's how done deal this is. And then, look, I know it's just an easy thing to say, but I want Rory McIlroy to win the PGA Champs. I think it'll be so good for golf. The field is absolutely stacked. And
would it be a bad thing for relationships?
I think it's just funny because all guys want to talk about the smack talk around this kind of stuff because majority of golfers are over their marriages.
Mm.
That's not exactly a revelation. It's not like I'm opening a can of worms
That's
here.
That's why they got into golf.
They set out of golf because they look frumpy and they've kind of given up and they're on 4 beers before they've had lunch. So it's a cool story
and
for guys.
I found out, because I never play golf, but I found out from a friend of mine who does, that they also have these tarts at the halfway stop. Who wear skimpy clothes and hold up signs.
Wait, is that like they have motivation?
Well, they did it this golf day.
You might get a golf day and they might string.
No, they had tarts in skimpy outfits.
Okay, put it into more sophisticated English. Sometimes what happens at golf days is you get promotional girls at water holes.
That's what I mean. I don't know. Tarts.
Okay, so that's...
does that help? Does it...
It doesn't help the golf game.
Look, if you're over 40 and your prostate's your biggest problem in life and you never talk to young girls, it might help you. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea, but in the mix.
All right. Well, maybe he's the guy to bet on then.
Sure.
I mean, I keep bringing up the bets because, of course, as you know, Superbet brings you the sport here on the show. And they also support responsible gambling, not irresponsible gambling like Simpiwe does. Strictly no under 18s, winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline is 0800 006 008.